The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat like me, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers, stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange Mocha Frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy, this is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
I do think our fans are split, and I think there's a lot of them that are just, they want it resolved. I don't know if they're against the Packers or against Aaron. They want to see it resolved. And I know people know how good a player Aaron is, but I do think sometimes in these situations it's easy to forget, you know, what he's done.
All right, Mark Murphy, the Packers CEO. It appears that Aaron Rodgers is going to return to the Packers with a new set of conditions. His 2023, last year of his contract, will be voided. The Packers agreeing to, I guess, review and assess the situation after the year. And basically, if Rodgers isn't happy, that they'll give him his wish and trade him. Are you surprised after everything that was said over the last several weeks, couple months, that, you know, Aaron Rodgers is a man of conviction, and Aaron Rodgers, you know, this is a guy who's not afraid to cut off members of his family if he believes in something strongly enough. Are you surprised he's going back?
Ultimately, no, I'm not. I just felt like he had no real options. A team like the Packers, who has a player like Aaron Rodgers, is going to do everything in their power not to deal him. He believed he could bend them to his will by, you know, having other people carry his water. He said often, there is wisdom in silence. And so he decided to stay silent and thought he could work it out that way. He can't, and he's going back to a really, really, really good team. Like, these guys are set up to go back to the Super Bowl, or to go back to the NFC Championship game. They've been there 2 years in a row. So I'm not surprised. I think, to me, this was the inevitable outcome.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Would you trade for a player with 22 lawsuits for sexual assault and misconduct, 10 that have filed criminal complaints, a police investigation, an NFL investigation? None have been concluded. Would the Broncos trade the number one picks the next 2 years and 2 or 3 starters for Watson, not knowing if he's going to be suspended for half the season, all season, maybe no season? People act like teams are lining up, and they're not.
That is John McClain from the Houston Chronicle, who is the authority when it comes to all things on the Houston sports scene. And he was on with Nick and Cecil last night here on The Fan, and there's what he had to say about the idea of teams supposedly going after, looking to trade for Deshaun Watson while everything hangs over him. He said, no way. Now add 10 police complaints. Up until now, it was all, you know, civil complaints, civil allegations, a civil trial. Now we're talking about 10 women who have made criminal complaints to the Houston police. Do you see Deshaun Watson playing this season?
I don't know. No, I don't. Because look at that. When he lays it out like that, that's a lot to swallow.
That's
right?
A lot to navigate through.
This guy's had some demons, and he's been after some. He's been I think it's hard for any team to even consider bringing on a guy like that, because, you know, at the beginning of the show, you're talking about how important the quarterback is, right? This is a quarterback-driven league. It's all about the quarterback, and if your quarterback has that baggage hanging over him, I don't know how any team puts him out on the field.
Well, plus the other thing, too, is that this is a guy in Watson who has said throughout the whole process, he's not going to, even if he does settle, he's not going to sign non-disclosure agreements because he wants to be able to tell his story, to be able to share and profess his innocence in all of this. So
no one wants to hear that story.
Well,
like, I don't want to.
No,
what
but
are you going to say, Deshaun?
Well, I mean, if all you do, though, is settle 22 cases and they're all include NDAs.
Yeah.
I mean, that sure looks like you have something to hide.
That's true. Yeah. Well, it sounds like he does.
But if you're saying you got civil cases, you've got now criminal cases, you supposedly do want to make sure your side of the story comes out, I just have a hard time believing. Well, and also with the idea that you're likely facing some sort of NFL suspension on top of this. I just don't see how it gets. Are you surprised? Last thought, really quickly. Are you surprised that with Texans training camp beginning tomorrow, that the NFL has not yet placed him on basically, you know, paid leave, the commissioner's exempt list? That, you know, the idea that, you know, he's going to literally, I mean, he's going to be showing up to work. He's going to be out there slinging passes in uniform.
Yeah, I guess I'm not surprised because the NFL typically works slower than law enforcement. They kind of wait and see, you know, the charges and then maybe add some on top of it. Or actually, maybe that's not true. Sometimes they jump the gun, don't they?
I mean, they've got
their own investigators.
They got former investigators, detectives working under their payroll.
Yeah, maybe that's a little surprising. But for Deshaun Watson, I mean, he probably thinks that's his only safe space right now. Is on the football field where he can escape all this stuff. So he's going to try to act like it's business as usual. But I wouldn't be surprised if the NFL comes down with something.
Next on the Morning Brew.
It's money up the middle, and it rolls into center field. Fletcher around third. He will score, and the Angels are on the board first.
Angels radio, the Rockies, up close and personal, got a look at, baseball's biggest story, Shohei Ohtani, who went out, pitched seven innings, gave up one earned run, got the win, and then, oh, by the way, went 1-for-4 with an RBI. Best story in baseball?
Oh, yeah. It's got to be. Best story in baseball in years.
Yeah.
I think it's a wonderful thing, and it's a great thing for kids to see that they can do both, you know? Youth athletes, they get kind of specialized these days. It's like you do one thing, and they just hammer it. Just do one thing. And it wears them out. It burns them out. They don't even love the sport after that. But for a kid to see Shohei Ohtani be able to hit and pitch, man, it's a beautiful thing. It's great for the sport.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I really think the number one question should be, somebody should ask the players, because there's a lot of talk around this, and it's going to create the opportunity for as many as maybe 17 games that players play in the season. And I think that would be the major concern to me.
There's Nick Saban.
I'm not going to, so quit asking. No.
As we move ever closer to the inevitable, Oklahoma and Texas bolting the Big 12 for the SEC. Oklahoma and Texas, in a joint statement yesterday, said they will not be renewing their grants for media rights after their expiration in 2025. Now, as to when this actually happens and they end up in the SEC, still to be determined, but it's going that way. It is certainly going that way. Jay Billis, of course, a former Dukie, came out and said the ACC needs to get ahead of this and they need to merge with the SEC. And you know who I want to give some credit to is CU, because they came under a lot of fire leaving the Big 12, going for the Pac-12. Walking away from all those decades-old rivalries that they had in the Big 12, going out to the Pac-12, which you know, honestly, throughout this entire time that they've been in the Pac-12, hasn't felt like a great fit yet. But you see the way that things are going. Big 12 is dead. Big 12 is doomed, Nate. And for them to be able to get out when they did and be in a position where, hey, there's going to be a lot of turmoil. There's going to be a lot of teams bolting conferences. I still think the Pac-12, because of their, you know, West Coast hold there, I think they're still in solid shape. I don't think they're in any danger of losing teams. If anything, they'll probably add teams.
Yeah,
as a California guy, I mean, you grew up with that whole big Pac-12 area around you.
Pac-10. It was Pac-10.
I mean, do you agree with that?
To add teams to the Pac-12?
That they're on much more solid footing than certainly the Big 12 and maybe even the ACC.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, like Nick Saban said, are they going to play 17 games now? That's a lot of games for these kids to be playing. And what's that going to do to their prospects at the next level? What's it going to do to their bodies and things like that? But, I mean, for the sake of competition, I think it's great.
One other sports note to pass along. That crying, wailing, why sound that you hear is NBC.
Why?
Simone Biles had to drop out of the Olympics as she got hurt today during competition. Early indication might be a foot. I don't know. Wrap it up and go carry Strug on it. Come on now. All right. But
when you're jumping like 50 feet in the air, yeah,
there goes NBC's star attraction right there. Okay, that'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. The Broncos report to training camp today. Are we all excited? Is Mike Kliss excited? He'll join us next.